They're calling it the Great Resignation. We had the Great Depression. We had the Great Recession. The Great Pandemic. And now the Great Resignation. Folks are not wanting to go back to the normal that we had before the new normal. They've discovered a new way of living. And it's something we do every single day. And I hope you're looking for it as well. Choosing Design Your Life and make it everything you want it to be. And we'll talk about that today and especially tomorrow on the show. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com. The positive boost you need every single day. It comes down to an idea that thrusts you into action. You start moving and then figuring out how to strategize the road bumps along the way to get what you want. That's all there is to it. You just keep on going until you get there. How long would you do that? How long will you keep trying until you get what you want? I say until you get what you want. Why would you stop before you got there anyway, huh? So every single day we'll help you do that. My name is Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. That's what you should look for. If you're driving down the road and you happen to see just a beautiful luxury Winnebago Cambria, and check your hotspot on your iPhone or your Android. And if it says Daily Boost on it, you know I'm inside. I'll be letting you know next week who put together our incredible mobile high-speed internet connections. Blowing my mind right now. But not today. That's not what we're going to talk about. But you know what I do want to talk about today? Before I get to what I want to talk about today, I was at a place called America Celebration on Parade. It was this little place inside of in Front Royal, Virginia. My sister took me down to the potato chip factory because evidently when you come to, actually it's in Edinburgh, Virginia, you go to the potato chip factory, Rattle Oven Potatoes. It was great. Loved it being there. And across the street was this place called America Celebration on Parade. And essentially it's a collection, a guy that builds floats for the Rose Bowl Parade and the Macy's Parades, things like that. And it was wonderful. I really enjoyed being there. I didn't expect it. It just kind of one of those roadside attractions that blew my mind. And while I'm there, I'm standing in the lobby. And there's a few other families there, and the receptionist behind the desk goes, I just love my job. I love it because everybody who comes in is so happy. Everybody's on vacation. And everybody's talking about, yeah, we're on vacation. And I said, I'm not on vacation. And they all looked at me like, you're not on vacation? Well, how are you just hanging out doing having fun? I said, I don't wait for days off. I don't wait for holidays. I don't wait for vacation. I just design vacation every single day. You should do the same thing. It was just amazing to see their jaws hit the floor because, well, that's even possible. Yes, it is now more than ever. We'll chat more about that tomorrow as we get into your perfect day and how to really design that and think about the mindset that's necessary to go there. You guys that have been following me for a long time know that I am very much about designing what I like to call an average perfect day. And we'll give you the rules of engagement tomorrow. So what if today was your last day? Sometimes you'll hear me talk about it maybe in a more positive light, but I'll say, what if tomorrow never comes? As if that's positive. I think it is. But what if today was your last day? Now, we don't live in fear. You're a human. Fear scares you. You try to avoid fear. You don't want that. But fear doesn't motivate anybody. Never does. That's why insurance agents never say, you're going to die. Buy a policy. They don't do that. They say, take care of your family. Buy a policy. Oh, yeah. Take care of my family. We don't go toward fear. We go toward pleasure and we go toward helping. But what if today was your last day? What if you only had, let's give you a full day, 24 hours to live. That's it. What would you do today? Have you ever thought about that? Have you ever really taken a moment? I have. I've taken many moments to think about those deep questions and what would I do? And I really, frankly, that just came down. What was a week or a month or a year? Not just a day. Expand it out a little bit. What if you had just a year? What would you do? What would be necessary for you to do? Huh? The truth is that we will move on from this world eventually, right? We don't know when it's going to be, and we're not going to worry about that. We're not going to escape the escape. We're not going to do that. It's going to happen. How will you live today? So yesterday, I've been joking about this adventure I'm on. To catch you up, if you haven't heard, I sold our house. I took advantage of the big thing, and everything's fine. I said, well, I don't care. Let's be houseless for a while. Didn't matter to me. I wanted to find something new and different anyway, and my realtor said, where are you going to land? I said, I guess I could buy a house right away, but I don't really want to. I'm just going to land in my motorhome and see where it takes me. And as the story evolved, I was heading up the coast. We just came up the East Coast, and we arrived here in the Shenandoah Valley. And as it evolved, as I was letting myself settle into this, thinking about the adventuresome spirit that I've had my entire life, I recognized I hadn't done anything like this for probably 25 years. And it began to bug me in a big way. And so I started to say to people, well, gosh, if not now, when? Let's just go up the coast and then take a left and let's go out west. So last night I'm talking to my wife. And I said, I got an idea. I said, you were born in Seattle. That's where her biological mom lives that we found just a couple of years ago. Amazing. We found her on One of those DNA things. She actually found us. Been looking for her for years. Met her a couple of times. And I'm pretty sure my wife was never going to go to Seattle. She just let her come here. So last night, I'm sitting here on the sofa and I said, "Hey, honey, you know, we don't know how long we have. Everything is fine. Everything is perfect. Why don't we just hang a left and go to Seattle?" And her first instinct was, "Well, that's, wow, it's so long. It's so much driving. I don't know if I want to do the driving." I said, "What are you going to do if we just head back to Florida? What, just go back and find a house? That's boring. That's normal. Why don't we just hang a left? And my son's in Portland, Oregon. Why don't we just hang a left and just go and find some cool stuff along the way?" And she goes, "Well, let's make some reservations." I said, "Nah, let's don't make reservations. I don't want to live that way." See, if I had the ability to know when I was going to pass, I wouldn't plan a bunch of stuff. I'd want to be spontaneous. I'd want to be footloose and fancy free, as they say. I'd want to just hang a left and head west and find places along the road and meet cool people along the place and deal with all the challenges that come my way. That's what I'd like to do. If I had just a couple of hours, a couple of days, I'd probably spend it all with family. But if I've got some time, it's not that I need to go take pictures or prove anything. It's just that I just want to float. Kind of digging that. And she looked at me. She said, "We'll see how you feel about it in the morning." And so I get up in the morning, and it's time to record a program. And true to form with me, I still feel the same way. And I start a podcast called "What If Today Was Your Last?" I'm going to take a left. I'm going to head that way because I'm feeling like I need to drive through South Dakota and some other places up there just on my way to Seattle because I hear they got good coffee too. How will you live today? You do know that it's not going to go on forever. You do know that if you busy yourself with all the stuff that keeps you busy, all that stuff that maybe someday possibly I'll get to it is, yeah. How would you change today? Would you spend more time with your family? Would you write? Would you travel? Like I'm doing right now, travel and writing and actually spending time with family. Would you get famous? I wouldn't. Would you make money? More money? Would you chase down that? Maybe you've done that your entire life. Maybe you want to leave a legacy or a pot of gold for your kids. I don't know. What would you do? Whatever your answer, you should begin as soon as possible. You see, often in the world that I live in, people are planning. They're trying to figure things out. They come to me. They want to figure stuff out. And lots of times, I'm working on this assumption. I'm working on the very minute that we figure it out that you should start to work on it. You should not talk to me and get clarity and get a plan and then say, okay, I'm going to start next summer. No. You start like that second, immediately. So if today was your last, or this was your last week, or your last month, or your last year, or your last decade, or your last life, and it is, what would you do starting today? Live like tomorrow will never come. You'll always be happy today. So what would you do? It's a hard thing to think about because it's that fear that we don't go after. We have to get beyond that. Had to break beyond the norms and the social norms and what we've heard on Facebook and what we've been taught our entire life. And everything that we believe has been suppressed. And who are we? And what would we do if you had your choice? And you do. If you could, snap your fingers and make a change. And you can. What would you do? I bet you wouldn't do that dead-end job with that dead-end boss anymore, would you? I bet you wouldn't keep up with that dead-end relationship. Feels so good, but what are you going to do without it? Freedom is what it is. I bet you wouldn't put up with living in a bad neighborhood with bad neighbors. I bet you'd find something else. I bet you wouldn't put up with not having any time to yourself or any time for your family or your friends. I bet you wouldn't put up with not being able to write, not being able to read, not being able to speak the way you want to speak, not being able to do the things you want to do, even just if it's watching the sunrise and watching the sunset. How the hell does that happen? It's a big universe out there, and it's magical. What would you do? That's your homework assignment today. And the very minute you know what it is, do it. If I catch you not doing it, I'm going to come. I'm going to get you back behind the woodshed. I am. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Don't take it seriously.